So now you set the foundation of getting some great information and having great conversations with your clients, with the person across the table from or next to you. And now, as you have the foundation, the rapport, you've asked those questions, now you can blend it into the retirement plan. And so, as you go into that, you now know, are they towards achieving or away, pain, bottom line, or procedural? The criteria, what's important to them about having insurance or having a retirement plan. And the other question as well, what's important to them about the company and the person like you that will be helping them, which creates that bond and the connection. And all that information then blended in with the way you move, sitting at the table, your hands, a prop, calibrating, nodding yes. Nodding yes when you're giving those suggestions, buy now, or feel great about having the protection for your family, and then nodding yes. The halo effect. During this portion of the conversation where you're presenting a plan for them, then you can start to talk about the company, what's important to them about the company, and the person that's going to represent them or help them, which would be you. Whatever they revealed, company that's been has a great track record or been around and that's ethical, whatever it is. Now, during this conversation portion, when you're presenting the solution or the policy, say the halo effect. And by the way, our company is very ethical. We've been around. Whatever they brought up, you can now add into the halo effect. And as I mentioned, be sure to calibrate. Ask them, do you follow? Does this make sense? Don't just talk and not watch. You want to have conversations and engagement. You now want to also be aware of using pacing and leading to get more yeses and to maintain that priming effect to guide their imagination to taking action, to feeling good, to having the results. And the other is, as you're priming them, remember that just yes, truism, yes, truism, yes, and then a lead. We're sitting here, yes. I've reviewed some great information on how your family can be protected, yes. You've heard me talk about how it's customized for you or specific for you, yes. And you will realize that this is, and then you lead them to what you want to maintain that guided imagination, that priming effect. And you will realize why this is great for you and your family. So that's the lead, leading them into that continuous direction of them being engaged, to looking and listening to what you're offering, what you're presenting in a way that is compelling and magnetic to them. Pace, 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 lead. Be sure to also within that, use those power words. When you fill out the paperwork, we'll be working with you to take care of everything else. Or after you take out the paperwork, also another way of saying that, after you fill out the paperwork, we'll start working on next step. And then there's only three steps. If they're procedural or, bottom line, we'll take care of what's next. You also want to make sure to remember to use stories to inoculate. And we talked about the different stories. The stories of urgency. And by the way, I had a family just recently that said, I'm going to wait. Let me think about it. And unfortunately, I kept in contact with them, or an associate kept in contact with them, if it was your story or someone else's. And something tragic happened. And it was too late. I wish we could have helped them. That's my crusade. Or the story about, I'm not sure if it's in our budget. They waited. And tragically, something happened, and now that we're in a financial crisis. So just blending the stories to inoculate, to reduce the potential of them bringing them up as an objection. Because as I mentioned, this is also with the recruiting. If they bring it up, and you can review the module in the recruiting section, if they bring it up, they will defend it. It'll be harder for you because you will now try to sell them on why they shouldn't be thinking that or saying that. So you want to bring up the stories. And as you go all through all this and you're blending in all this great information, using your voice, embedded commands, making it magnetic and laser targeted towards them where they're emotionally engaged, you also want a future pace. Just simply tell them, this will help reduce the fear of change or doing something different. And so you simply future pace them. Same with recruiting. You simply say a story or make a statement like, So, imagine a year from now or 6 months from now, feeling great, waking up in the morning or going to bed, being able to sleep peacefully at night, knowing your family's protected. Imagine a year from now. So, blend in a future pace to reduce their concerns. And you can do this even before the close. So, the final thing would be the close. And it's the same for recruiting. Just a simple transition into summarizing. I talked about how it works, what needs to be done, the options, and you nod yes, and you watch them and calibrate. And then you say, is there anything else you need to know in order to go ahead? The simple close. You're asking them a question. You're not just demanding, okay, let's fill out the paperwork. You want them engaged. Same thing with recruiting. So that's a blending of everything you now know into your natural characteristics, because I'm sure right now you're friendly and caring. Now you know how to take it to a deeper level, at a subconscious level of being caring and friendly, the rapport, other psychological triggers that you want to be aware of to have people feel safe and open and connected with you and have that sense that you really care about them. And from that, they will open up and you will get more people to help. They will be grateful, and you'll be grateful that you'll help more families. Because as Zig Ziglar has said, you can have everything in life that you want and desire. All you need to do is help enough people with what they need, want, and desire. So take this information, these skills, practice them, and do them in a fun way. You role play with a partner. Review the modules that you need review on, and watch your business thrive so that you have what you deserve, desire for yourself and your family. Thank you. Bye now.